Welcome to DanielsWindow.org, prayer week number 33, where we watch and pray. This prayer is out of Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. It's probably the most popular prayer of Paul, and it's a long prayer, and like all these prayers, he puts so much stuff in there, so many things you can pray that stand alone itself on people and yourself, that you can do that. So let's just kind of jump in there and break this down for us. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, with whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. So this is the first thing is asking Lord to grant people, grant yourself out of the riches of his glory, not ourselves. We're not going to God to grant out of our own ability. We're going to him in prayer. And that's the biggest thing about prayer is Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary, and heavy laden. Come to him. That prayer is coming to him. Prayer is showing that our need for a savior. Prayer is showing that our neediness to be a part of the vine, the true vine, which is the Lord Jesus. Power and ability and grace comes through prayer. You know, the Word of God separates light from darkness. The Word of God separates our spirit and soul. The light of God, the Word of God shows us our need for him. It shows us when we look in a mirror how we're coming closer and closer to him, or our blemishes and things that our sins and our weaknesses that need him. But it's through prayer that gets our strength to be able to overcome. And so to grant you according to the riches of his glory, we got to remind that God, you know, doesn't have lack. He's not limited in what his ability. His arm is not too short, as scripture says. So we need to come to him. We need to know we come to him. Anybody lacks wisdom, let him come to him. So God is quite willing and quite able to do more than we ask or think according to the power that works in us. So according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit. So that's what I'm talking about. Be strengthened with power through his spirit, not through our own ability, not through our own understanding, not through our own wisdom or through our own gaining of knowledge, but strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. So it's not the outer man, it's the inner man. You know, Samson had a great outer strength in the Old Testament, able to defeat a lot of enemies. But when it came to lustful desires, unclean habits, he fell, paper and rain or something. He just had no inner strength. But Jesus, who did not have that outer strength, he hung on the cross and even though he had the ability to call 12 legions of angels to come down and fight this fight, he had the inner strength to go through with the Father's will. And of course, Jesus had to pray for that inner strength to happen just right out of here, because Jesus was 100% God, 100% man. But he didn't use his powers of being 100% God, but came completely dependent on the Father through the Holy Spirit so that he could experience what we experience and be our Savior and our Lord and our Deliverer. So the Christ may dwell in your strengthened of power through his spirit in the inner man, so the Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So he's got to dwell in our hearts, not just, you know, not our minds, not just our thoughts, but in our hearts. The difference between a mind and a heart is a subconscious is in a heart, and our mind is often our consciousness, where we realize and we set forth what we're going to do. When we do an action and go out to do something, we're conscious about it. But when we react to something, especially something we didn't expect, we're living from our heart. And so we want to be strengthened of power through his spirit in the inner man, so Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. So not just some intellectual knowledge, but through faith. This is something we can pray, that you may be rooted and grounded in love. We need to be rooted and grounded in love. Pray that, you know, so-and-so is rooted and grounded in love. What's that mean, rooted and grounded? Well, rooted and grounded, like roots in a tree. When the storms come, if it has a lot of roots underground and going every different direction, no matter what, the storm is going above ground. It stays rooted and grounded. It doesn't move. It may shake, but it doesn't move or get plucked up. So that's something we need to do. We need to be rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, so when storms of life come, when things happen you know, that we don't expect and don't want to happen in that direction, that we stay rooted and grounded. We don't get plucked up and try to replant somewhere else, or fall over or get tossed here and there. So this is something good to pray. All these little things, this prayer is significant enough to pray, but this whole thing together is just, you know, it's a lot. Let's go back over some of it. It says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. So we're praying that, not my strength, but your strength, Lord. Strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. So that's another one, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Another one, that you be rooted and grounded in love and may be able to comprehend with all the saints. Comprehend of all the saints, what is the breadth and length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. And this was kind of a strange prayer right here, that we can be able to comprehend, and comprehend is like understand, but he doesn't use the word here. With all the saints, what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. So there's a lot to understand about God. There's a lot to comprehend about the Lord, that there is a breadth, a length, a height, and a depth. We can go east, west, south, and north to know God. So that's what we need to pray, is people's understanding be enlightened, that they be broadened, that we really know God to the breadth, the length, height, and depth. And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. So that's interesting. He says that we may have knowledge, we may have understanding, comprehend understanding, but surpasses that of knowledge. So what's that mean? I mean, that alone you can pray. That I may know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. It means we need to know that God loves us no matter what situation we come in. Sometimes we're in positions where we've never come this way before. We have obstacles that we've never had before. And if we know, and if we know the love of God, then we're going to be able to get through it. We know, says God, I don't understand this. Don't know which way we're going to go on this, but I know that you love me. You're going to get me through this. You're not judging me. You're not, you know, leading me astray or leading me away. I can trust you because I know you've gotten through, helped me through so many other things. But if you don't have this love of God that surpasses knowledge, then your love of God is only based on what you know, only based on what your knowledge is, only based on your experiences. But we want to go beyond our experiences, beyond our five senses, beyond our understanding, and know that God loves us no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance is. And that's what we're praying here, that I may know the love of God which surpasses the knowledge that I already have. We need to know God's love more than we understand and know his love for us. Although right before that, it says we need to know that kind of stuff to the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth. But we've got to know beyond that, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful? Be filled with the fullness of God, not just partial of God, but the fullness of God. You want to be filled with the fullness of God? You want to pray that other people are filled with the fullness of God? Well, how do you do that? Well, being filled with the fullness of God is being rooted in the ground of love and comprehend of all the saints, the breadth, the length, the height, and depth, and then know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. It's pretty much knowing that God loves you to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, and that you can be filled with the fullness of God, filled with the fullness of his love, and therefore we can be filled with love too, to pass it on to others. Now to him who is able. So now, before we're talking about him being willing, you know, we start out this prayer, says that he would grant you according to the riches of glory. So willing, but now we're talking about he is able. Because a lot of times we think, you know, okay, God is not able. And most people wouldn't say that. Most people say that God is able. Most people would doubt the part that he's willing. You know, he may be willing to help somebody else, but is he willing to help me? Or is he willing to help this person here? So now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. So when we go to Lord, that you're going to do more, because I don't always know what I, you know, exactly what I need. And I'm always going to probably cut myself short, and, you know, and that's kind of what we do is, you know, we only think, you know, what's just the very minimum. But he's saying here, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. So we started out this prayer in Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, talking about according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power you know, through his spirit. But where is that power going? Is that power is going into our inner man? And so now you jump back to the end of this prayer. It says, according to the power that works within us. The power that we have, if it's always been with us? No, the power that we've been praying that God would give us, the power that God would implant in us, that we'd be able to fulfill His will, just like Jesus prayed in the garden, you know, not my will, your will be done, and not my way, Lord. You know, but if you want me to drink this cup, I will, Lord, but not in my power, because I need your power to carry out this going to the cross. And the same thing for us. So we need that power within our heart by faith, according to the power that works within us. We can, you know, to him be the glory in the church in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. So when we are walking in this love, when we're walking in this power that God has put in us through prayer, God will get the glory in the church in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. People will see the difference. There's a big difference between what we're trying to do in our own fleshly strength versus being empowered by God to go far beyond what we ask or think, because we are dependent and completely on him, that he is the true vine, and you know, and we branch off that. We cannot bear fruit without him. So there's a lot of different things in this prayer that we can pray over ourselves and pray for those that we're watching over as well.